Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's time for an Almost Famous Podcast. It's the off season, so what do we get to do? We get to talk about each other for a bit, and it's always really fun. Ashley, what's up?
Hey, Ben. Let's talk about your Instagram this weekend.
Yeah.
You were being open because you were like, oh, I got sunburnt, so I photoshopped myself, right? And then you got shit because you photoshopped it, so it looked like Jess was wearing white to somebody else's wedding.
I did. Well, first off, people are crazy. Second off, that was the bride's choice. Like, it was a light blue. It was a very light blue dress. Like, in the second and third photo, they aren't photoshopped. And they still look kind of white. And people, I told Jess last night, I said, Jess, people are blowing this up. And she goes, why? I said, because they think it looks white. And she goes, what, if the bride wanted me to wear white, is that okay for me to wear white? And I said, yes. So Jess was the matron of honor. And so, like, this was a choice. People are just wild. They just love to hate.
They do love to hate. My sister did the exact same thing once. She wore a light blue dress to a wedding in person. It was very much light blue. No confusion about that. But in pictures and like in the actual like wedding photos, it did turn out white and the bride got pissed.
Well, I don't think this bride's not the type of bride to get mad. It was a beautiful wedding though. The wedding was at Frederica Country Club in St. Simon's Island. Two things from this. One, that island is wild.
Oh my gosh, my aunt and uncle got married on that island in Georgia.
Yeah.
So pretty. I was there over 15 years ago, still have like vivid memories of just the feel of the air.
It's beautiful. And we were playing golf. We played golf 2 days. There is one golf course right next to the private airport there on St. Simon's Island. Every 10 minutes, a private jet flies in. So my question for the audience is, how does so many people have so much money? Like, how does that happen in this world? I don't get it. Second off, I got really sunburnt. We had a great day at the beach. Ashley, I'll show you. I don't think our
you
listeners.
You look great now, though.
Well, look at this.
Yeah. You know, you just have to get your first base of summer. Yes. And that's really bad dermatological advice. And I'm sure your wife would tell you that. But, you know, it's the truth. You know, you got to burn once before you can get tan.
Yeah. Sunburns aren't fun. I felt like everything I touched yesterday, like, almost brought me to my knees. I feel better today thanks to my wife and the aloe.
Did you shower?
I showered, and then there was aloe. And then Jessica, like, put cold packs on my body because she knew, like, what to do. We made it work. Feeling better today.
You're good.
But great wedding weekend. Missed the pup. What did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? It was pretty uneventful. My baby cried a lot. That's pretty much what happened this weekend. I wish that I could say that there was something exciting. Not so much, but we did have our first karaoke night at Audrey's on Friday, and that was a blast. First off, didn't know so many people loved karaoke. Like, the house was packed, and so many people willing to do it. I'm just a little chicken. I'm a little too embarrassed by my voice. I'll do it eventually, but not open and willing. I'm going to need a lot of drinks.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, You know, when I do karaoke, that I've had a good night because there's only one way I'm getting on that stage. Yeah. Only one way.
Yeah. So next time I'm going to need a DD and a babysitter.
That's right. Is this true? Did Dawson make his first appearance to Audrey's this weekend?
No, he's been there a ton. He comes to every Wednesday trivia night. We have a good time there. He loves being in public. It's really awesome because he's actually on his best behavior when he's out. When he's home, he gets bored, and that's when he gets cranky. But if he's out at a restaurant, he is smiling. He's saying hello to everyone. It's really cool.
I wonder, because I saw an Instagram or a TikTok. I don't know what you kids are doing these days. But
An Instagram reel?
Yeah, where Jared had like a shirt on with like a baby carrier, and he was going around saying hi to people, and it just looked awesome.
Yeah, that's our regular life. Yeah, they're a lot doing that. Always hanging around like a little monkey on our chest.
You know what else I realized this weekend, Ashley?
What?
There's a big difference between 33 and 26.
There are 7 years, and they are pretty much massive 7 years, because 26 was when I was on The Bachelor, and 34 is what I'm at now.
Well, because Jess's friends, we all stay in this big old beautiful house, 15 of us, and I love her friends. Like, they're friends of mine now. But when it comes to like 11 p.m., those people have different ideas for how the night's going to end than I do. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I've made it to 11 p.m. I've done well. We've had a great day. In their mind, they're like, this day's just getting started. Like, that's one thing I learned. And it's also one thing I learned that, like, I don't recover well from lack of sleep. It's not even drinking. It's lack of sleep. If you're giving me 6 hours of sleep 3 days in a row, this boy's going to suffer.
Well, can't wait for you to enter parenthood.
I guess
six hours is not bad. And I've always been a night owl. I've always like had my creative juices roll a little bit better at night.
Yeah.
I like to do house stuff at night, but even more so now, because say he goes to sleep at, I know I have him on a bad sleep schedule because it's like our adult sleep schedule, but he'll fall asleep between probably around like 10-ish, and then I'll have 3 hours or so to do stuff around the house, and then like I enjoyed that time, that alone time, to get things done from like 10 to 1 a.m. and then I'll feed him and then he goes back to bed. So I'm a night owl officially again. So like 2 a.m. and bring it on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, we have a lot of headlines for you today. That's mostly what this podcast is going to be about. We have a special episode with Matt James also out. It's really, really great. It's talking about his new book, but also a lot about he and Rachel and kind of where they're at in their relationship. But today, we have a lot of headlines to get through. We're going to get through them right after this break.
Yeah.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
It's time for Bachelor Headlines with our resident expert, Ashley Iaconetti. Ashley, first headline is this. The Bachelor alum, Sean Lowe, jokes he has a new favorite child. This according to Us Weekly.
They just got a new puppy. If you guys follow them on Instagram, you may know that they lost his beloved Ellie in February 2021. I cannot believe it's been over a year. That's nuts. But he loved his dog so much, and that dog was with him through it all. And now they just got a new puppy, and he jokes that Mia, their daughter, who's two, had a nice two-year-old run, but now that run is over. And he takes a picture of the new little pup. He says, hello, say hello to my favorite new child, Gus.
Well, there you go. I get what it's like to get a puppy, and I get that it becomes your favorite because, well, he's my only kid, but he is my, I talk to him all day. He doesn't ever talk back.
You didn't get the dog thing like a couple months ago. You know, whenever I was like, look at the Lois. Oh, the
Lois.
Like, yeah, yeah, Lois. And now you do the same thing to him.
Every morning. What up, buddy? You look at me right now as I did it. He knows. He knows. Hey, this is more of a headline than the story leads on. Bachelor alums Kelly Flanagan and Victoria Fuller throw shade at ex Peter Weber at Coachella. This according to Us Weekly as well.
Okay, this is a little shady, but I guess it's not super direct toward anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you might be stretching it to say it's throwing shade at Peter Weber, because this is what happened. The two of them took pictures at Coachella in front of a dumpster or a few dumpsters. And the caption said, look, we ran into our exes at Coachella. And it's like, okay, but that could have been anyone. If it was towards Peter, and there's a high likelihood that it was. It is a little bit like, oh, wow, she went there.
Uh-huh. It's something. They're still thinking about it. This is a more positive headline. Thomas Jacobs opens up about his plans to propose to Becca Kufrin. This according to Bachelor Nation.
Do you love how open they are about it? Like,
very.
They're going to get engaged one day. They're getting married.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. Well, he says that he doesn't have a full plan yet. Obviously, he's planning. He says, I know it's going to be small and intimate. I'll have a photographer. But the last thing I want for Becca is to have another grand spectacle. That's so true. Think about that. She's gotten engaged on TV already twice. So she doesn't need a grand spectacle. He said, I want this to be a special moment just for us. I want to just be able to enjoy that moment the way that we want to. That's one of the biggest blessings we've had in our relationship. As far as planning, what's given me any ideas? Well, I'm very well aware that she wants, he's talking about her ring, that she wants an elongated cushion cut diamond. I'm aware that she wants it to be very large. And he says, am I aware that I have one in... Whoa. Wait, sorry. The things that I realized while reading quotes. This says, am I aware if I have one in the safety lockbox in my bedroom? I don't know. Time will tell. We'll have to find that one out later this year. He may already have the ring.
That's amazing.
So cute and cool.
Well, I mean, it's special too, because Becca has a special place in my heart. We obviously hosted that tour together a couple years ago, and she just finished the tour. Actually, she had another great run with Sydney Twaco, and I'm very proud of them. They just crushed it again. I mean, it's so awesome. But she's very happy, and that's awesome. Very happy. So Big for them, big news. Well, Bachelors Colton Underwood and fiancé Jordan C. Brown jetted off to Mexico to celebrate their engagement.
Yes, the guys went to the Four Seasons Punta Mita Resort for a week in early April alongside some of their closest friends. They are apparently big fans of this Mexican hotel. They made time just for themselves, the private dinner. And they had, you know, if you really want to know what they ate at the dinner, they had beet salad, poached lobster, and cheesecake.
Why do we care? Why do we care?
Why is there an article about this in Us Weekly? That's really silly. They were also surprised by an appearance by a mariachi band during this dinner. They played a few songs for them, and then their friends came in and joined to sing, dance, and celebrate. Oh, yeah, this is like, wow, Us Weekly. You know, sometimes things aren't really a headline.
I was gonna say, nobody's at, I mean, maybe just shows where I'm at in life compared to Colton, but ain't nobody caring what I'm eating for dinner tonight. I mean, I think it's gonna be leftover pasta if anybody does care with a salad that was made for lunch. Hey, make that a headline.
Well, you know, I do, but I do get curious. Like, I'll ask my sister. She calls me at like 9 p.m. I'm like, so what'd you have for dinner?
I mean, that's cool, but like,
I don't really care what Colton ate for dinner. Yeah,
come on. I don't know. Come on.
Not if I can't talk to him about like the butter that was on the lobster.
Oh, dear heavens. Well, they celebrate their engagement. Good for them. Hey, also a congratulations to our podcast guest this week, Matt James. He sets a personal record after running Boston Marathon.
I wish we were able to talk to him about this. You know that I'm always so mind boggled when people are able to run marathons. But he says that the running has been really beneficial for him. And he revealed that running was his way for him to take care of his mental health. He said that exercise has kept his head in the right place and helped him deal with everything that's happened since 2020. But the main part of this is his personal record, right? He did the marathon in just over 3 hours and 49 seconds. So 3 hours. That's so impressive. Ben, what is your mile per, you know, minute ratio?
Oh, my. I mean, not this. But I ran a half marathon and I averaged 7 minutes and 10 seconds for the half, which is...
That's incredible, too. You know what I used to run in high school? It was like 8:30 on a good day.
For how many miles?
Well, we were forced to run 2.5 miles in 20 minutes to get an A.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then it was 2.25 miles to get a B. Well, and then it would be...
Well, you got an A.
Yeah. Maybe that one time. That was not... I'm telling you, that wasn't typical. I got an A in gym class, but not in that particular, you know, event.
Oh, well, you're an A in my book, and you worked out just fine.
Thanks.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Johnny B. Good. And I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hey, Ashley, super interesting feedback from Coachella this year. You know, there was stories of side parties outside of Coachella kind of turning into Fyre Fest.
What happened with that Revolve thing? I don't even know, but do you have any insight?
Yeah, I did. I read a bunch of articles. Buses couldn't get to the pickup location, and so people stood out in the sun without water or food for hours waiting for buses that never showed up, or if they did show up, they were packed out. It just ended up being kind of a mess. Now, people did make it to the Revolve party, and it sounded like it was awesome. We saw Instagram videos from those. But people were kind of making fun of it because, you know, there was videos where people were like, I'm an influencer. I have this many followers.
You posted that and I couldn't believe the guy was like, are you an influencer? Influencers are allowed in.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But anyways, Coachella, you know, for as much people like to make fun of it, people also like to attend it and go to it. And it looks like a lot of fun. But Nick Vile, Bree Springs, and Hannah Godwin and more Bachelor Nation stars attended Coachella in style this year. That's according to Bachelor Nation.
Well, but Ben, you said it looks like a lot of fun. You know that doesn't look like a lot of fun to you.
No, not to me. No.
No, not to me either.
No, not to me. I'm pretty good.
I've never been. It looks Miz to me. But the outfits are amazing. And shout out to Nick and his girlfriend, Bree Springs and Hannah Godwin for having... And Katie Thurston and Dylan Barber and all the Bachelor and Amanda Stanton and like everybody who went and looked amazing. Like I do really enjoy seeing all the pretty pictures. And I'm like, wow, I could never look that cool.
Maybe that's why I don't like going is because I just know if I went and I tried to dress cool, I would look like a fool.
Could you imagine me and Jared going there and like wearing hippie clothes? It just wouldn't work for us.
No, it's just not. It's not our thing here, Ashley. No. It's not what we're like. It's not what makes us feel most alive. And so as a result, we don't do it. But I was watching the Instagram videos at time getting envious and jealous, honestly, of them there. And then it would hit me. It's like, yeah, but if I was there, that means I had to travel there and stand in the heat there. And listen to really loud music there and be up for hours
really
there.
Really loud music and see people on drugs and then like not being able to get an Uber and then like wanting to drive but not having a place to park, then having to walk 2 miles in the heat and then all that dust being swept into your lungs and, you know.
Yeah. So then I come back to reality.
People are going
to
be like, they're just jealous they weren't invited. No, well, that's fair too. I swear to you.
Well, I mean, there's a moment that I was jealous that we weren't there. And then, like I said, reality would hit. And I was like, no, I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay, you know what I'm jealous of? What? I am jealous of the fact that, like, fashion brands don't look at me and be like, you know what? She's cool. She would look really cool in our clothes. Like that makes me like a little sad.
Yeah, it makes me sad too. But hey, I'll get over it. Mari Pepin shares a wedding planning update for her and Kenny. It's a big day, they say. This is exciting.
Yeah, so they took a trip or their wedding planning. They took a wedding planning trip to Puerto Rico for inspiration. She says they don't have a date yet, but the trip was all about getting the process started, getting ideas. And she said she has so many ideas now. She said, I thought I had so many ideas just because of my Pinterest board, but now I know what colors to use and the cake and everything like that. And as for Kenny's role, Mari says he's involved, but he's letting her really make her vision come to life.
Smart.
Again, there isn't a date yet, but they have a few ideas sorted out about like where it's going to take place. They agreed that they will get married in Puerto Rico because she has a lot of family there, her grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncles, everyone, she says. So they have it narrowed down to 4 venues, but they haven't been able to see them all in person yet, just through pictures online. So these are the things that they had to get off the checklist.
Oh, what a special day. Love story coming from Bachelor in Paradise. Well,
very cool.
One of the women that I was on The Bachelor with, Amanda Stanton, has recently opened up about why she doesn't discuss her daughter's dad publicly.
Yeah, so Amanda was actually on our Mother's Day podcast last week, and she talks a little bit about the girls, of course, because it's Mother's Day and how much they matured. It was Kinsley's 10th birthday this weekend. But she doesn't really talk about the dad, their dad, and that is obviously very respectable. She says, I avoid these questions because whenever I've mentioned anything in the past, it always tends to get picked up by the media, and that's not what I want. It's conflicting because I have so much to say about what I've gone through and what I've learned that I know I could truly help people by explaining what I've gone through, especially single parents. But I have to do as best for my girls always and protect my peace, which is really important to me these days. So she says that that's basically why she doesn't talk about any of the relationship that she has with the ex-husband. And she said, the last time I vaguely answered a question about it, like if we have a relationship, was over 2 years ago. And I just said something along the lines of, no, we don't. And I don't think we ever will. And that still holds true. I'm genuinely rooting for him and I hope it can change one day. And for anybody in a similar situation, she says, I just hope that, you know, you're not alone and I'm sending you so much love. So obviously, like, she has a little bit of a relationship to the point where, like, she needs to, like, switch the girls off when they go to their dads and stuff. But there's no, like, friendship there.
Well, some questions answered. I know people have wondered about that. But it's also great on Amanda to keep her private life private and to share with us public people what she wants to share with us public people. Well, last headline of the day, something and somebody that went public recently with their relationship. Hannah Ann, you might remember her from Peter's season of The Bachelor. So Bachelor Nation's Hannah Ann reveals what her parents think of new boyfriend Jake Funk, who is a football player for the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, they came out about their relationship on Super Bowl Sunday, so that was pretty cool. She says that now they've met the parents. I've met his parents, she said. And then the next week, I had my parents come out from Tennessee. They made the trip to California and they met him. And then his parents all also came out and they all met the same day. It was really fun. She said they adore him and they think that he's such a great fit for her. And she said that he will get to see her country upbringing, which will be really fun when she does take him home to Tennessee for a visit this summer. She says that she and Jake have a common vision for their future. She doesn't want to change anything about him. She says that he's her best friend and they truly just enjoy being around each other. And she's also said that she's... And she also said that she's making all the efforts to get acquainted with his world, his football world. And he's teaching her all about the scoring rules of NFL games. So she'll be more of a fan. She said she grew up in the South where it was all about college football versus NFL. And she went to her first NFL game when they just first started dating. She had never been to an NFL game before. So, like, yeah, that's pretty crazy. It's so funny. I'm so far removed from college football. Like, I don't know anything about college football, but I love my NFL. It's all about where you grow up.
Yeah, but it's scored the same. So if you learn one.
Scored the same. Well, what she means here is she doesn't mean scored, like, you know, what a touchdown is, you know, 6 points. What she means is like NFL, like overtime rules, I think.
Well, hey, I mean, that's great. But once you learn one, you learn both. And so you just, it's kind of one of those things that's really beneficial for everybody to learn. This is football rules. That's true. Yeah. Well, hey, that's all the headlines we have for you today. Again, go out and listen to Matt James's episode that's already out. It's a very special episode with a former bachelor talking about his book and ABC Food Tours and his relationship with Rachel and everything they got going on. Also, Ashley, you're a big fan. I'm a big fan of our new podcast with Trista Sutter and Bob Guinea called
Almost Famous OGs.
Whoa, we did it at the same time. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. We're doing all right. We'll be back next week with another special episode of the Almost Famous podcast. Until then, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See y'all.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.